The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. This is a review of the play Sister Act, written by Bob O'Connell, who writes for the Triangle Review. And this is Sister Act playing at Raleigh Little Theater with an audio-described performance on Sunday, August 26th at 3 p.m. Robert O'Connell writes, Raleigh Little Theater's rendition of Sister Act is the perfect introduction to musical theater for theater-goers of all ages. Sister Act, which opens tonight in Raleigh Little Theater's Canty V. Sutton Theater under the direction of Nancy Gardner-Rich, has had an unusual history for a West End and Broadway musical. It started out as a film designed for Bette Midler, but was eventually made starring Whoopi Goldberg. The 1992 film was not exactly a musical in that it contained no original songs. Still, adapted songs and ensemble singing were prominent. The story was then rewritten with a new book by Bill and Sherry Steinkellner, with an added score by Alan Menken and lyrics by Glenn Slater. After successful runs in 2006 in Pasadena, California, and 2007 in Atlanta, Georgia, Sister Act made the leap not to Broadway, but to London's West End in 2009. It received decent reviews, but there were more changes coming up. An updated book by Douglas Carter Bean was introduced before the show's 2011 Broadway debut, and this time the reviews were even more positive. Sister Act is the story of a somewhat sinful woman who witnesses a crime and finds herself in danger by the hand of her gangster boyfriend. A friend on the police force hides her in a convent until she can testify at trial. Much of the story deals with her fish-out-of-water relationship with the nuns, and particularly the staid and strict Mother Superior. There is plenty of sharing and learning and joyous singing along the way. The current version of the show is a great example of what works in musical theater. The snappy dialogue is funny, and it has a good flow of a story. The songs, while not necessarily memorable tunes, have sharp lyrics that enhance the action. Additionally, there are several ensemble numbers that are delightfully staged and delivered. If you are looking for a show to give someone, especially young people, a taste of the musical theater experience, you couldn't do much better than RLT's rendition of Sister Act. The lead roles are Dolores Van Cartier, played by Tiana West, and the Mother Superior, played by Alison Lawrence. It is critical to have serious actor-singers in these roles. West and Lawrence do not disappoint, and the rest of the cast is solid. I felt that the costume was outstanding and comically reminiscent of Philadelphia in the 1970s. However, there were a few minor negatives about the performance. None were significant enough to damage the experience. I saw the last preview show, which is somewhat of a shakedown cruise. The stage work was a bit sloppy, and I was able to see stagehands behind and around scenery and curtains. I expect that most of this will be corrected. The sets generally worked, except for the opening number. The curtain opens to a singing group in front of a backdrop of Mylar strips, which caused difficulty in seeing the performers because the bright spotlights reflected into the audience's eyes, at least where I was in the center, about five rows back. There were also times when the background music obscured some of the actors, most often when the gangster's henchmen were speaking. My last quibble was a single member of the ensemble, whose extreme preening was a distraction. I'll leave it to you to see if you can spot that ensemble member. Please take the whole family to see this delightful show. And once again, this is the show Sister Act, which plays at Raleigh Little Theater in Raleigh. And the audio described performance, once again, is on Sunday, August 26th at 3 p.m.